Especially for everybody who knows me personally and shouldn't recognise my voice. It's really okay, yeah. Now then, here's a giggle, listen to this. Woo, Gary Davis. Woo, Gary Davis. Woo, Gary Davis.
On your radio.
Well, Gary was going to make an appearance today, but he's decided to have a day off. We're still saving up. We haven't got the £1,000 yet. Now, what I'm doing is putting on a long record because dinner is here and it's going cold and I want to eat it. So this lasts about 6-7 minutes and by then, I should have scoffed it all. An excellent record. It took about 2 years to become a big hit. The SOS Band and Just Be Good To Me. The SOS band and Just Be Good To Me. Well, I've had my dinner. Now, did I tell you about security here at the Radio 104 studios? Security is so tight, it's nearly as bad as Chris's wallet. Eh? What? Pulling funny faces at me now. Thanks for more jam music. And number 27 is this one from Madonna, "I'm Like a Virgin." Actually, that means that anybody can walk in at any time. Beep. Can I have that word on radio, right? Anybody that says virgin will be taken up. Madonna's latest single, I'm still not really into that, and Like a Virgin, as if she knows what one is. I suppose she had to be one once. Right, you're tuned to Radio 104 on 104.2 MHz VHF FM. Playing hits and hits and more hits and new stuff and disco stuff and funky stuff. Now and again, I might play some heavy metal. In fact, just to prove the point, I will do off on the next record. Right, from 1982, Queen have had many, many hits, and here's one of them, Back Chat. Queen from 1982 and Backchat. I'd like to apologise to Karen, that's my dear brother's girlfriend, for making it ill the other day. I think she's just about recovered now. Right, just to prove that we aren't all disco wallers and all that stuff, right? Go down, go down. Here is something that's really heavy. So if you're into headbanging, find a nice piece of wall, right? And just get your head near it. And yeah, don't try any windows because you might break them. Here we are, a live version, a 12-inch as well, of AC/DC. And oh, what a rose, yeah, yeah! Angus!
Here's the show. She ain't exactly pretty, ain't exactly small. 4239 56. You can say she got it all.
I said easy and all that rose, and don't matter you, my head's hurting just listening to that stuff. Now then, something different.
Oh!
Madness on the Wings of a Dove. Now, if you saw the video, what is that transit van was... Oh, it just shouldn't be allowed, not to transit vans. Anyway, I've just had my photo album out and been showing a few people a few pictures of another pirate radio station, right? And it was only like a couple of weeks ago that I found out that our ace engineer, Tim Perler, right, also had something to do with the same pirate radio station, which was in Manchester. Now, then, if he gets his lugol to the radio and listens to this, a little bit of nostalgia from them days.
Dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right.
Okay, the sound of Total then, Africa, Riders Radio Rag closing down for 1983. I'd like to thank all the boglers that have taken part to raise money for mass rag charities, and especially those that have finished. If you haven't finished and you've had to fall out, hard lies, never mind, try again next year. Got to say a big thank you to all the engineers on Radio Rag who made all this possible, all security as well. Also, Adrian Just for his preview of his programme. I don't know when it's going to be on, maybe today. Also, Piccadilly Radio for a few of their jingles, which I kindly borrowed. And everybody else who made Radio Rag possible, all the DJs that turned up and put their efforts in. I'm proud to say that I'm the last one, Steve Summers, on Radio Rag. We're going to finish now and play the closing jingle.
They made it. They made it! Jolly good show, old boy.
And what a show.
A little bit of nostalgia for them. Do you remember that? Yeah, he does. Now then, since we're into December, officially we can play the Christmas records. Not one of the usual standards. Here's the Waitresses and Christmas Wrapping.
But I think
Well, this is a Christmas wrapping, right? I told you the security wasn't right tight because Chris is very generous with his wallet. See, somebody's come already and they've got in, haven't they? They know where we are. So there. Now then, before I just play that radio rag tape, well, you heard me say about a Piccadilly jingle. Well, if I fade this up and press this button, you'll hear a Piccadilly jingle.
The chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's job buster, the bars are temples, but the falls ain't free.
Despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok.
Menahane in One Night in Bangkok. Well, we've had the first visitor to the studios today. That's my dear brother, and he's complaining that I've got his pumps, trainers, or whatever you want to call them. Well, I'll give him back sooner or later. You're listening to Radio 104 on 104.2 MHz VHF FM in mono. Now then, you can tell we're sort of alternative-ish. What we're doing is we're doing this for a bit of fun, right? We like to have some fun and also for give you something different to listen to. We aren't bothered about competing with other radio stations at all, right? And we aren't bothered about being really, really professional. Actually, we've got no jingle machines, part of this tape deck over here, which we sort of can nearly get the right level. And so, but we're going to get some more equipment, right? And a bigger transmitter and all that rubbish. And it'll be really, really good. Okay. Right, you see. Now, this record didn't do very well. It's sort of a one-hit wonder sort of thing. It got to about number 40-ish when it first came out. The 12-inch, the Power Blast Mix. It is Space Monkey and Can't Stop Running.
I remain hopeful that we will reach agreement.
Time on Radio 104 is 2:48. About 12 minutes I've left of me to go. Not 12, hang on, knock another 5 off that. 7 minutes of me left to go, and I'm about to get the lucky 3. We're going to come round and have a look at this mess, I mean studio. Excellent stuff, and definitely a lot of energy in that record. Space Monkey and the Power Blast mix of Can't Stop Running. Now there's a key repeat and you're listening to Radio 104. We're sort of aiming at a limited audience, really. If you're over 25, I don't think this is for you. But if you're a young 40, you'll probably like it anyway. Those of you in the 80s and 70s and 60s, I'd do better to tune to Radio 2, because we don't play Andy Williams down here. Or Julio. There's some up-to-date records and old records of a couple of years ago. And maybe now and again we'll put a golden oldie in, but not today. Now they will be broadcasting over Christmas. We're broadcasting every Sunday. And possibly over Christmas all the time. Depends what we feel like, right? If we're busy or anything like that. And one of my ideas is to have a love hour on Radio 104, right? Now, whether it be an hour of solid yuck and smooch and cuddling and stuff like that, or whether people will be talking in between and giving dedications, etc., I don't know. But because there is a lot of good slow records about at the moment, and, you know, past and present, that are pretty good, and I'd like to put them together for an hour, and it'd be really, really sobbing and crying and stuff like that. Now, in the time, I'll give you the time, since we've got a watch right in front of me, is 2:53:54, it's just changed as I was speaking, 2:54 according to this watch here. I'm going to play one more record, and then the Big Bopper will be back on with his wallet. But yeah, hey? Ah, he will. He's just getting ready in the other studio. Oh, why, he says, aye. I bet you believe that and all, don't you? So the last record from me at the moment. I'm off now, and that's my broadcast unit, to pick up three lucky people to let them have a look at the studio.
Heart and soul took control of me. They found you, spread the news. The sea, put me down, turn me round to see. Marble halls, open doors, someone found the key. 'Cause it's easier to try than to prove it can be done, and it's easier to stay than to turn. It's a blue world.
Blues, Blue World.
Right, it's a big bopper on 104 at the moment. I've just taken over from Steve. He's just gone to get some people to have a look around. So, hello, Steve. Hello. Carrying with the music. Just fitting the wrong one down here. Fitting the mic down instead of the record there. This is Al Jarreau. Jarreau, as I am so rightly corrected there. Jarreau. You've got to get the accent with it, you say. Anyway, that's called Morning. As you may have noticed, it's not morning, it's afternoon. In fact, it's 2 minutes past three, actually. Anyway, I'd just like to say hello to a few mates. Well, one in particular. Should be listening, right? And that's Don. He should be at the other end of where we are. Wrong. So if you tuned in, Don, I'll see you on Tuesday. But I hope you're enjoying yourself there. Have a boogie about. Anyway, this is Gary Newman. I thought we were going to sing then. Wrong.
Better watch out for the skinheads there from the Stranglers. I'm being told to smile, but I don't think it makes any difference. Or perhaps he's just picking his teeth, I don't know. You're tuned to Radio 104. 400,000 microwatts of music power.
The sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, but the green it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. And offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul for me to you. Street, a basement down the
the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point.
Tangled Up in Blue, Bob Dylan off the album Blood on the Tracks. I think a previous disc jockey must have cut himself when he was queuing it up, if you see what I mean. Now we're getting some sarky comments in the background here, and I'm just going to keep on droning on until they shut up. What was I going to say? Oh, I don't know. Let's play a record.
Lady Mercy won't be home.
Something completely different now. 12-inch extended version. Rocket Herbie Hancock. This is Tim Purley on the big 104. In view of the fact that this hasn't got many words to it, I can talk over it forever and ever. And really annoy all the people who like it. We'll be right back. Excellent stuff, that. Don't know what it was, but it sounded good anyway. It's still going on in the background. I think I'll talk over it for a bit. It's just come out to 5 o'clock. If you want to hear the charts, tough, because we're not going to play any. You could retune to Radio 1 if you're really desperate. Or you could have Kid Jensen on Radio Air, or Finine Radio, or Finine Radio's other transmitter, or anything else you care to listen to. What else can I say? Ah, some
version of Rocket. And I'm mega jealous, because it's really good. I won't say Ace. I'm always saying that.
Yeah, Ace, as they say. Well, one of the studio clocks says it's 5 o'clock, but the other one says 4.59, so beep, it's about 5 o'clock now. Precisely. Don't think there's anything else to say. You're tuned to the Mighty 104. Tim Purley could bring you all the music that's fit to listen to, and quite a lot that isn't. Now we've got something still in the charts on its way down. Yes it is, don't shrug like that. With an absolutely superb video. Excellent video. I've seen the video for the next one and that's just as good.
Shot.
they can give me a lift in their car any time. Perhaps I should say a ride in their car. ZZ Top, give me all your loving. Just fading away into the background there. Now, the boss has gone out in the car, so I can... Whoops, wrong speed. Sorry, folks. Now, you can't win them all. Going to say over the introduction to that one, if I hadn't clouted it so that it jumped into the middle and set it off for the wrong speed, was that since the boss has gone out in the car, I can play what I like. That was off the album All Around My Hat, Steel Eye Span with Gamble Gold. And now, something very different to that. So let's hear your heads banging on the wall. You're tuned to the Mighty 104. It's AC/DC, of course. Steve's signature tune, maybe? Listening to Radio 104. Well, just for a change, we're going to play our request bang on time. The next record is for Joanne's dad, it says here, and also for our new disc jockeys who will be on a week on Sunday. That's Joanne and Emma. I don't know if they both know about it yet, but they should do now anyway. And work hard for your exams, Joanne. Anyway, here it is, Chicago.
I'm still trying to shake.
Chicago for Joanne's dad. It's coming up to 5:15. Well, not really. About 13 past, actually. And I think I should have left it running a bit more before I announced it, but never mind. Can't get it right every time. Something from Malcolm McLaren now, off his Duck Rock album. I'm sure this one needs no introduction.
You got no problem, I'd stay right there if I were you. I got it harder, you couldn't dream how hard I got it. Stay out of my shoes, if you know what's good for you. The heat is stifling, burning me up from the inside. The sweat is coming through each and every
I've been asked to ask Steve where he is because we want to pack up. Kershaw on the Mighty 104 with Wouldn't It Be Good. Well, wouldn't it be good if I was a proper disc jockey and I could sound professional and all that. But there's not much chance of that. I haven't had much practice. And I'm told I've got a posh voice. Well, one is proud of one's accent and isn't likely to change it. What was I going to say now? I can't remember.
Sorry if your heart is broken. Why is your mouth?
I've been instructed to say hello to Steve. He's just returned. That was Terry by Kirsty McCall. We're just waiting for Tracy Ullman to rip that one off as well, but she hasn't done yet. What have we got now? Off Junk Culture, this is Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with Tesla Girls. This could be the last record, or nearly. We're closing down shortly, but I'm not quite sure when. As far as I'm concerned, we can go on all night. It's 25 past five on the Mighty 104. Yes, I should have said that. Right, you've been listening to the Mighty 104, the voice of free radio in West Yorkshire. well, reasonably cheap anyway.
Reasonably cheap,
operating on a shoestring, as they say.
Eddie.